I asked Dharma if he'd share 5 minutes, yes? Praise God. It's Dharma's last Sunday with us. He's off to Canada Saturday, Friday. Oh, I rest my case.
Yes, I'm planning to. I hope I will get a good. I don't want to say cheap. Inexpensive ticket. Miracles still happen. I want to read the scripture in Matthew chapter 12. And the portion of scriptures that I want to read start from 46 and go down to 50. While he was still talking to the multitude, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside, seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you." But he answered and said to the one who told him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Before joining Harvest Field, I was working at Morbi Baptist Church as the visiting pastor. At the time, they didn't have a pastor, so I stood in the gap and became the pastor from 2004. Up to when I came here in 2007. There was a saying, I don't know if it's a Yorkshire saying or an English saying. When we're just talking and you'll hear somebody to put a difference between a family member and a church member, they will say, "Our Christine." So saying that, meaning she's part of the blood biological family. I didn't like that saying. I didn't. Maybe it was because we were in the church setting. But personally, it didn't really sink in me and found its place. Though I understood what they meant, saying, "Our Ken, our Bill." So that became a family thing. Well, I was thinking about it, and since I love to champion the idea, the biblical idea of family that we can trace from Genesis, we found that concept of family that God himself has established and throughout the Bible. And I came to this scripture where Jesus, not that he's denying his biological family, but he brought something new or special. He emphasized the aspect of family in the new way. a word that used to be there from the beginning, but those who were listening to him, surely they never yet grabbed that concept. And the case even today. Looking at what went on and what continued to go on, the church family becomes unstable, and people tend to leave when they're upset for one reason or another. They forget that used to be or is the church family. They are part of that family. And when they go, it's goodbye forever. They will just wipe away all the good memories. I remember less than 2 months ago, I found one of the beloved people who used to be with us here in our church family. The person was at work, and I knew that the person was at work when I phoned, but I couldn't just press down my heart, my feelings for the person. And she said to me, "Dama, I'm at work." I said, "I know that you're at work. I'll call you later." And I knew that she would never call. And, well, it pained me and saddened me. Leaving a church is one thing, but just wiping in your heart all the people that you used to laugh with, you prayed with, and they prayed with you, they supported you in hardship, in difficult times, and suddenly they become like strangers to you, at that extent of even avoiding the phone calls. Even if you find another church somewhere else, I wonder the heart of God, how it is. Maybe it's bleeding to see people taking that kind of position. And it does happen, not only in this church, but in so many other churches, it happens, unfortunately. Here the Bible is talking about those Jesus takes and, how can I put it? Going back to the example I gave you from Mulby, our John, Jesus is calling us our Dama, our Edwin, our Ken. That's how he's calling us. And it's a challenge. We need to ascend to that level, to break the tradition of this world, of limiting ourselves to the biological family, to understand the power and riches that we have in the church family. One day I heard Rebecca talking to her friend that I had the privilege to meet yesterday. And I can't remember the context of what they were talking about. And she said, my analysis, I can say it was from her heart. She said, my family went out, my parents went out, they are not in, I'm with Dama here. It struck me when I heard her saying, my parents, they went out. And I could hear that sincerity coming out. I never comment about it, but it sunk in my heart. I said, wow, something happened here. Something special happened. She's calling them my parents. Breaking the barriers of color, breaking the barriers of blood. And as they were talking, she repeated, I think, 3 times, my parents, my parents. Well, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I'm trying to make a point here. With the same token, she got a new place to live, a flat. And I saw how her parents were still struggling to release her. She's a grown-up girl, she's 30, but they are going through that process of pain, of letting the girl go, letting the daughter go. Why? Because something is embedded in the heart, beyond the tradition, beyond all the boundaries that humanity is putting around us. I could see the pain. So the father was even calculating all the distances, how she will struggle to get to uni, the bills, how she will face difficulties of paying the bills. And he went on computer and calculated the miles. Again, I didn't comment, but I was just, wow. Something real happened here. Something happened here. And that's what God wants to see among us. To ascend to that level of true family. And when we get there, our worship will be real. It won't be that we are family simply because we are a small church. No. We are family because we have understood the word of God. We have embraced that word of God, and we are living that word. We are pioneers. We believe that the time has come for the Lord to enlarge our tent, to open horizons for our church. We won't continue to be this small church that we are, but the many people, the multitude that the Lord will add to our number, they're going to find a lifestyle, a family. And our hearts and doors will be open to embrace them in our family. And that's where miracles will continue to happen in our midst. May the Lord really help us to be that family. Of course, when I look, I have so many examples that I can give here, but let's continue to rise above the challenge and to get even beyond So that with boldness we can tell the world, we are a family. Look at us. This scripture is fulfilled in our lives. That's my prayer. And even though I'm traveling, going to Canada, I don't know for how long, the Lord himself knows. Have commanded myself to him to guide my path and to be with me. But you are in my heart. You are my family. And I love you dearly. I will continue to pray. Spiritually, I will be with you. Though in the flesh, I'm going away. So, you can expect my phone call. And I will be expecting your phone calls as well. And those emails that Christine used to send me when I was in Africa, and Ray, they were really highly appreciated. Thank you very much for being family to me. And I'd love you to pray for me and ask God to go with me and open doors whenever you feel doing so. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Dharma. We should be sorry to see him go. It's been good to have some time with him. But he will no doubt return. And we need to pray that Dharma clearly hears God's voice concerning his future. So he's not sure which way to walk. But as far as all I know is he needs to be still and listen. Amen.